was doing a like a video, like a Shanabetz, like whatever. So they asked all the rabbis, like, what's your view of Gan Eden? And then they made like a thing out of it, like, I guess it was humorous, I don't know. So I said Gan Eden is having Bluetooth in your car. And you turn on the engine, and the shechter starts to lock. That's Gan Eden. I don't do anything. I don't press any buttons. I just turn on the car. I start driving. What?
That's even started.
That's my answer. As I said, the Gan Eden is having Bluetooth in your car. Okay, here we go. Let's go. There's a huge amount to do here. Okay. The Yosef Hayat B'Mitzrayim. Yosef was in Mitzrayim. Famous Rashi. We know Yosef was in Mitzrayim. Why does it say it? So Rashi says, it was the same Yosef, who Yosef, Shoev Mitzrayim, Benasa Melech, Ve'omeid B'tzidko. The art scroll says, he stood firm in his tzidkus, despite the radical change in his life. This is our challenge. You're in yeshiva, and then eventually you leave, but you stay connected. You stay connected, and you come back to visit, and then eventually you leave. The challenge is to stay the same person, to stay at tzaddik. It's possible to do. It's very hard. It's harder than it used to be. But that is the challenge, that you internalize the values of Torah. So even when you leave, and you're the king, you're the vice president of Goldman Sachs, maybe. Then you're dedicating a hardcover book. Okay, vice president. You're vice president of some big company, and you're working all these things, and yet you're the same person inside. You're the same ruchnius. This is the challenge of life. This Rashi, v'yosef ha'ev mitzrayim, that you take what you internalize here with you when you're in college, with you when you start working. And if it's hard to do, which it is hard to do, you come back to visit to recharge your batteries. That's why you come back. But you have to come back. All right. Next. Okay, next. Hava nischak malo, pasuk yud. A world famous pasuk. Let us act wisely with them. Paro wanted to wipe out the Jews. So what's this all? So, but the Ramban explains that if Paro would have just said, "Let's kill the Jews," the goyim wouldn't have worked. The Mitzrayim themselves wouldn't have done it. So Paro did this system of the progression of the oppression, little by little, little by little. First, he made the Jews slaves, and then this, and then that, and then ultimately he went to murder them. So this, all the modern day Gedolim say, this was a precursor for Nazi Germany, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. Everything's in the Torah. What the Nazis did, little by little, first they laid the groundwork. The final solution was always the goal, but it took a couple of years to get there. First they had to make the Jews viewed as subhuman in the eyes of the average Mitzri, which is what it's amazing. If you learn the Ramban on this week's Parsha slowly and carefully, you might see what happened in Nazi Germany. So the message for us is everything's in the Torah. The Torah is perfect, and stick with the Torah. And here is a negative message that's in the Torah, but it's there. Okay. Next, there's a huge amount here. Okay, Shifra and Pua, Sukim Tezvav and Tez Zayin. These were the Mayaldos. These were the midwives. These amazing midwives. Paro threatened them. And they stood up to Paro. Now, standing up to the king, you know, kings in the old days weren't like kings. Kings nowadays have no power. It's a joke to be king nowadays. Kings in the old days, imagine the ultimate dictator who has all power. And if the king threatens you with death and you stand up to him, these Mayaldos were the greatest heroes. They were women, and they said the Jews have to have more children. They were the greatest heroes, Shifra and Pua. Okay? They were heroes. What's amazing, this is Yocheved and Miriam. Yocheved and Miriam were two of the greatest tzaddikuses of all time. Miriam was a Navi. And the first time they're introduced, they're given a nickname, Shifra and Pua. So this is a word from Rav Shmuel Rizovsky Zatzal. Rav Shmuel Rizovsky is known for his Gemara Lamdas, the heaviest Lamdas in learning Gemara V'im. He's not known for his Vorts on the Chumash. But
I like the words on the Chumash. So there's a sefer that has things about Rav Shmuel, with at the back of the sefer the words on the Chumash. So this is what he says. He says, you see here the importance of children in Am Yisrael, and trying to have more children and to bring life to the Jewish people, because these great tzadkaniyos, they're introduced in the Torah with nicknames. What are their nicknames? Shifra and Pua. What does that mean? Shifra. We'll look at Shifra. Shemishaperes es haVlad. She beautified the Vlad at birth. When the baby was born, she'd smooth it out and make it look nice. Pua. Shepoa umedaberes vogil leVlad. She would soothe the crying baby when he was born. So these great tzadkaniyos and a navi were given nicknames about childbirth. So we see in Yahadus the value, the tremendous value of trying to have children. Children are the ultimate gift. You guys are going to get married, and you're going to have kids, B'ezras Hashem. Kids are the ultimate gift. They're the ultimate gift because only God can give them. Other things you buy with money, this and that, kids, it's up to Hashem, whether you have kids, etc. The ultimate gift, straight from God. So don't forget to thank Hashem when you have kids, and don't forget the value of kids in Yahadus, the ultimate value, that the greatest tzadkaniyos are given nicknames, and their nicknames are Shifra and Pua. Okay, let's continue. Next, Vayelech, the first pasuk of Perek Beis. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi. Who are these people in the beginning of the Perek Beis? Vayelech ish mi beis, what? Correct, Amram and Yocheved, Moshe's parents. They're anonymous. Very fascinating, they're anonymous. These are Moshe's parents. Later, the Torah mentions their names. How come here they're anonymous? Good question. So Moshe Feinstein says, it teaches you the following idea. When Moshe was born, he was already something special. Because the Midrash says everything lit up when he was born. But until your kids are adults and successful, Ov Dei Hashem, your job's not done. You're still anonymous. You don't get credit yet. So Moshe writes. He says, you're raising kids sometimes, they're doing okay, and then you relax, and then then bad things happen. A parent's job is to help encourage his kids, help keep his kids on the right path until they're established adults, Ov Dei Hashem. So don't think your job is done. So this is what Moshe writes. Moshe Rabbeinu's parents didn't get credit for being Moshe's parents till he was already the Navi and the leader of Klal Yisrael. Then they get credit because they did their job well. But just because things are going okay in the beginning, don't start taking any credit and relaxing. We discuss this in other places, especially nowadays. The world's a crazy place, and parents have to always have their eyes open for what's going on with their kids and do the best they can. It's a very challenging situation for parents nowadays, challenging for you. You're the in-betweens here. But you have to do the best you can. God doesn't give you tests unless you can pass them. That's our emunah. Hashem only gives you tests you can pass. So we live in a challenging generation, but anyway, it's a beautiful message. A parent's job, you have to work and work and be whatever it takes, and you don't get credit till your kid's an adult who's doing okay. That's what Moshe finds him. Okay. Next, so Moshe's there in the river, floating around. But pasuk hey, but tishlach es amasa, and she sent her maidservant to get the basket. Good. So Rashi quotes one shot amasa. Some say it means the maidservant. Some say it means her arm. It stretched out to get motion. That's what Rashi says. Vein darshu es amasa es yoda, v'nishtarbiva amasa amos harbe. Her arm got longer and longer. Okay, that's what Rashi says. So what's the message? The message is, Hashem runs the world. Hashem wants Moshe saved. If Hashem wants Moshe saved, he's going to get saved. And it might take a miracle, it might not take a miracle. Hashem runs the world. Don't forget that. Hashem runs the world. Whatever happens in life, you have one job in life. Your job in life is to make good decisions. Everything else is up to Hashem. You're going to be wealthy, Hashem decides. Healthy, Hashem decides. Your job in life is to make good decisions. If Hashem wants something to happen, it's going to happen. It might happen naturally. You send the maidservant. It might happen with a miracle. The arm gets 50 amos, whatever amos long. That's the message of Rashi. That's the message of life. Hashem runs the world. It's not our job to run the world. It's our job to make good decisions. Good decisions. Guys, coming back to visit is a good decision. Good. Now you got to use your time here and to produce more good decisions. That's another, we'll get there. Anyway, very important. Is that clear? If Hashem wants that, it's going to happen. Whatever you do, your job is to make good decisions for yourself, for your neshama, for your avodas Hashem. Okay. Next. Moshe is given a name. What's Moshe's name? Moshe. Why is it called Moshe? Why is Moshe called Moshe? Pasuk Yud. Vatikrosh Moshe Vaitomer Ki Min Hamayim Mishisihu. So Moshe's foster mother gave him a name. Why is he called Moshe? What does Moshe mean? To draw out. He was drawn from the water. Okay. So our first writes something interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu's foster mother gave him a good education. Is Moshe grammatically, what name should Moshe have had? But what name should Moshe have had grammatically? Think for a second. What? Mishisiu, or Mashui, the drawn one. He was drawn from the water. So, it should have been, Moshe's name was Masui. That would have been, instead of Moses, Moses, Masui, M-A-S-U-I. That would have ruined the movie, maybe. It would have changed the, whatever. Moses, Masui, I don't know if it's the same thing. Masui, I don't know if it would, okay, whatever. Maybe that's why Hashem gave him the name. Anyway. We want to make the movie good. Mashui is the passive. Moshe is active. So Rav Hirsch writes, and the Rishonim say this, that Moshe's foster mother was teaching him, just like I saved you, you should be an active savior in times of distress. And that's why Moshe's name is not Mashui, his name is Moshe. Be active, that's not bad. Not bad means good. Correct. Very good. Not bad. Not bad means very good. That's a new one. Guys, not bad means very good. In our share, not bad means good. But Rebbe says very good. Okay, good. Anyway, that's Rav Hirsch. Mashui. Why was he Moshe, not Mashui? Because Mashui is passive. The goal is to be an active helper. Somebody, we're going to get to this in a minute, by the way. It's a Jew's job to help. Help others. People need help. People need physical help. People need someone to talk to, people need money, people need chesed. A Jew's job is to be an active Moshe. Be a Moshe, be an active person out there using your talents to help others. And similarly, this I heard from my Rebbe of Lichtenstein, Zatzal, many years ago. It says, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayigdal Moshe grows up, Vayetzei El Lecha Vayar B'Siv Losam. He goes out to his brothers and he sees their tzaros. Moshe's first thing that he does, as he grows up, he shares in the tzaros of the other Jewish people. First of all, El Echa. Moshe was raised in the palace. Moshe could have easily not identified with the other Jews, but he identified with them. Echav. And then he helped them. So Moshe learned his lesson well. Moshe was a helper. He identified and he tried to help others. So I'm giving you a little piece of advice here. The best way to help others is to strengthen yourself. I'm telling you, this is your age now. The best way to help others is to strengthen yourself. You want to help others in their amuna. You want to help others in Ansius Y Shabbaton. You want to help others in other ways. You've got to be strong yourself. The stronger you are in yourself, the more you can help others. That's just the way it is. There's a mushel they give. It's a good mushel. When I was younger, I didn't appreciate the mushel. I heard it when I was younger. You fill up a cup of water, and it fills, and then it overflows. The best way for a Torah Jew to water the area around him, fill up, and then it overflows, and it gets out there. So you have to make sure that you're solid yourself. And if you're solid yourself, you're investing in yourself, then you'll be the head of a Torah home. Then you can help in Kiruv. Then you're good for your kids. Everything. You've got to be strong yourself. Is that clear? Staying till Pesach is a good move. Coming back to visit is a good move. Okay, let's continue. Again, we have to, there's a huge amount here. Okay. Next. A couple of things. Okay. So Moshe has the Nevuah by the Sneh. He sees the burning bush, Perek Gimel, he sees the burning bush, and it's burning and it's not being consumed. So the Pasuk says, Bayar Hashem Kisar Liros, Pasuk Perek Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. Hashem saw that Moshe turned to look, Vayikraila, then Hashem called out to him. Very interesting. So Moshe's walking along, there's the burning bush. So the Torah says, Moshe turned to look, then Hashem saw Moshe turn to look, and then the Nabi, the Malach, called out. What's the implication? If Moshe had not, what? Had not turned to look, he could have missed the whole thing. That's what the Medrash says. So turning to look was a big deal. So there are different pshatim. I heard two pshatim about this. One from Rabbi Lichtenstein Zatzal. He said this idea. He said what I said before. Hashem saw that Moshe turned to look. If you want to be a leader, if you want to help others, you have to notice problems. Excuse me, you have to notice things. You have to see what's going on out there. So the fact that Moshe, hey, what's going on over there? Why is it not burning? And he went to look. A good leader who wants to guide the people has to know the problems, understand what's happening, and then go help. So when Hashem saw that Moshe turned to look, that was the sign that he could be a good leader. Okay. Yibadu Al-Chaim, there's a Rebbe, Rav Moshe Tenler, Shlita. Rav Moshe Feinstein's son-in-law. So he's a big Rav. He's also a big scientist, biology person. So he is very, 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 very into Torah Umada in the sense of Torah and science. Super. Super duper. Torah and science. That's what he says. And he says, learn science. And learn, he said, be an observant Jew. What's an observant Jew? Observe the world around you and find Hashem in the world. That's what he said. A good line. He says all the time, be an observant Jew. And so this idea that to learn science and use science to understand where Hashem's coming from and see Hashem, he said that's the pshat. That's what he said. He said Hashem was testing Moshe with a weird natural phenomenon. Hey, why is that thing not burning? And he said Hashem saw that Moshe turned to look. Ah, that's mine. If Moshe's bothered by this weird natural phenomenon, why is it not being consumed? Oh, he's the one I want to be the leader. That's how Rav Tenler explains this medrash. That Hashem wants us, this is what he says. He says, Hashem revealed himself in two ways in the world. One in this Torah, and one is nature. So the highest level is to find Hashem in Torah, and find Hashem in nature. He said that's the pshat. That's what he said. Okay, good. So that's Rav Tenler. Be an observant Jew. Observe the world around you and find Hashem. Next. Hashem tells Moshe, this is a game-changing pasuk. Paragimel pasuk yud beis. This pasuk, my kids make fun of me with this pasuk every year at the Seder. Votziacha eshami Mitzrayim tabduna tokim ala harazeh. When I take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, they're going to serve me on this mountain. Hashem tells Moshe, why am I taking the Jews out of Mitzrayim? What's the answer? To give them the Torah. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Matan Torah. Don't forget that. The purpose of freedom is freedom to serve Hashem. So at the Seder, the kids ask questions. So I ask questions too. So my kids know any question I ask at the Seder, no matter what the question is, the answer is, this teaches us that the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to get the Torah. And that's correct. All right, whatever. Anyway, that's the answer. Guys, that is why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim in order to give us the Torah. Freedom means the freedom to serve Hashem the way that Hashem wants without restraints. That is what freedom in Yadus means. Rashi says the same thing as well. Okay. So that's the Sefer HaChinuch. Which mitzvah teaches this idea? The mitzvah of? Which mitzvah teaches that the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Matan Torah? Could be. I don't know. That's a pasuk. That's a pasuk. Which mitzvah? Sfiras HaOmer. That's what the Chinuch says. Counting the Omer from Pesach to Shavuos. The Chinuch quotes this pasuk. to show the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to get the Torah on Har Sinai. That's what he says. Okay. I think with that we'll do one more and then we'll stop. Okay. This is a little mussar. All right. So Moshe says, so Perek Dalet. Moshe says, Hein lo yaminu li, they're not going to believe me. So what happens to Moshe? Right away, what happens to Moshe? Hashem gives him punishments. He turns his mat into a snake, and then his hand gets a tsaras. Why a snake and tsaras? So what's tsaras? Tsaras is a remez to what? To lashon hara. And why the snake? Why the snake? Lashon hara. Rashi sort of says it. Ramaz lo shesiper lashon hara Yisrael. V'tafas umanuso shel nachash. The chait of the nachash was the chait of lashon hara. The first chait of all time was the chait of lashon hara. The Chafetz Chaim says this in his sefer. He's the lashon hara one. The nachash said to Chava, "Yeah, Hashem doesn't want to eat from the tree because Hashem's jealous. You'll also be a creator like God. He's a jealous God." It was lashon hara. So the first chait of all time is lashon hara. So what can I tell you? It's good to learn the sefer. It'll change your life. You become a non-lashon hara speaker, it changes your life. You become a more positive person. And again, we're not going to discuss the whole sefer now, but it's worthwhile to work on. It was the first chait of all time. It caused tremendous destruction. So that's the pshat of this Rashi with the nachash. All right. We'll stop here for now.